Listening Library presents Fish by L.S. Matthews, read for you by Jenna Lamia. Chapter 1. This story starts with the day I found the fish. I was standing about with nothing to do by the huge puddle I called a pond. Dad said it wasn't a proper pond because the floody rain had left it there by accident, and it would disappear again soon. I said, "What is it then? Because it's too big to be a puddle." Dad had to agree I was right. He is quite tall, and it was as wide each way as three dads if you laid them out head to toe in a line. At least it had been that big. It had been shrinking every day since the rain had stopped, and now I realized that it had become the puddle that Dad had always said it was. Anyway, I was standing about, as I said, with a stick in my hand poking at things, because there was nothing else to do. I couldn't swish the stick in the water because I couldn't get close enough to the edge. The mud was terrible. I had already fallen over in it three times, and my clothes were covered in it. I wasn't worried about what my parents would say because they never minded. They were so busy anyway. Now that the rain had stopped, we could dry things again. So I stood in the last patch of sticky mud before it turned into the liquid patch and hit at some bits of green poking out of the water's edge. All of a sudden there was a ripple and a flash, and a big fish leapt out of the brown water, making a rainbow in the spray as it flew in an arc and landed back, splash, in the water again. I had been feeling very gloomy a moment before. Now I stood and blinked and stared. Nothing moved.